and sort of comparing notes and responses and perspectives on this. What do we do? How are we to understand this very high-profile evangelical, not only in his own church, but in a national organization, not only there, but one who has been involved with the United States government and with the White House staff lobbying against homosexuality? He has taken a strong stand against that. In fact, he was preaching a sermon on television against homosexuality when the male prostitute he'd been seeing regularly saw him. And he said he had to do what was the honorable and noble thing and expose this man for his great hypocrisy. And of course, all who serve the Lord Jesus Christ are tainted by that, all who are faithfully carrying out ministry to the honor of the Lord, and that would be 95% of all pastors across this nation who are faithful to the Lord and they live a life that backs up what they preach. But we all get tainted by this, and this gives the critics of Christianity reason to throw us in with all the other scandals, such as the one in the Roman Catholic Church with all the pedophile and homosexual priests that are there. We just get painted with that broad brush. And for such an event to happen, I think calls us to take a look at it and to get a bit of a perspective on this situation. And so I thought that this morning I would just lay out some things for us to consider with regard to what we might learn from this terrible, terrible blight. Before I get into that, however, I want to add a footnote to this. While I am convinced that this brings dishonor and reproach to the name of Jesus Christ in the short term, I am also convinced that in the long term, Christ is purging his own church. And while I'm always grieved to find out that some trusted pastor is a full-blown hypocrite, at the same time, I am grateful that his hypocrisy has been discovered. Because that church needs not to be a victim of that any longer than necessary, nor does anybody else. And certainly the Lord, as we read in Revelation chapter 1, moves through his church with eyes of flaming fire penetrating to the dark recesses of the church to discover where sin is and stamping it out with feet of bronze. And judgment does begin at the house of God as the Lord purifies his church. And so we look at this with a mixed response. Short term, it is tragic. Short term, it brings reproach on Christ. Short term,